Support for this public radio podcast comes from Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. And by Prosper.com, America's marketplace for people-to-people loans. Prosper.com, where you can compete to bid on loans to fellow Americans.
Crisis Management.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. The Federal Reserve is expected to announce new rules for lenders today. The Fed wants to protect consumers against shady lending practices that contributed to the subprime mess. But Ben Bernanke and company are caught between consumer advocates who want more regulation and lenders who say that could make the credit crunch worse. Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains.
The Fed is walking a fine line. It wants to curb predatory lending without hurting the financial system. Roy DeLoach of the National Association of Mortgage Brokers warns if the Fed cracks down too hard, money for mortgages could dry up.
Capital will just end up going somewhere else in the marketplace, and therefore what that does is translates into higher interest rates for consumers.
But Jim Carr of the National Community Reinvestment Coalition says that's
complete nonsense.
Carr says lenders will adjust to the new rules.
Lenders are in the business of making money by making loans, and they know what a good borrower is.
Carr says the wave of foreclosures expected next year are proof the Fed has neglected consumers. He thinks that'll change, though. Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke spearheaded the drive for the new rules. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
The European Central Bank is taking aim at the credit crunch today as well. The ECB is offering unlimited loans to financial institutions at below-market interest rates. The move seems to be spreading a little joy in the European markets this morning. In Japan today, the Nikkei fell for the fifth day in a row. The Dow starts the day at 13,167 after falling nearly 173 points. The Nasdaq held steady at 2574. The S&P 500 dipped 1.5% to 1446. Goldman Sachs is scheduled to report its earnings today, and the forecast looks good. Unlike a lot of its competitors hit hard by the mortgage mess, Goldman is expected to report earnings around $11 million. And Goldman Sachs is also making headlines today on news it's planning on launching new hedge funds at the start of the new year with more than $6 billion.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by BNY Mellon Wealth Management. Since 1784, helping successful individuals and families protect and maximize wealth. BNYMellonWealthManagement.com. And by Siemens. From grade school to grad school, Siemens supports America's next generation of innovators with Student Science Days, plus scholarships and awards for students, schools, and teachers. Conversations from the Corner Office, Dialogues with Top CEOs, is supported by Society for Human Resource Management. Online at shrm.org.
Storm season is in full effect in many parts of the U.S. Airline passengers are once again worrying they'll find themselves stuck on the ground for hours. Several airlines are trumpeting their intention to waive last-minute flight change fees. Ashley Milne-Tite reports.
You might think airlines would be keen to make it up to passengers after some of this year's major airport delays, but business travel writer Joe Brancatelli says think again.
The airlines will tell you they care about their passengers, but everything they do on a day-to-day basis proves to you that they do not.
For example, he says they're opposing a passenger rights bill. They're in New York federal court today fighting to stop the bill's passage. As for waiving those change fees, Brancatelli says that's part of airlines' usual policy. Robert Ditchy is an airline industry consultant. He says airlines are feeling the heat from the public and politicians, but they're flying more people than ever before and flights are a bargain.
Unless the American public is willing to pay more for this product, then you get what you pay for.
He says the days of guaranteed satisfaction are gone, along with exclusive prices. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
My parents in the cold and snowy Midwest say they just can't seem to get motivated to finish putting up the Christmas lights outside. They joke to me that people in Los Angeles must have an easier time stringing bulbs in the sunshine and 60s rather than in 30-degree temperatures. Oh, Mom, I said, things are different here.
You can just order up some holiday cheer. It's not cheap, but it is in demand. Here's more from Lenora Chu.
Bob Pranga first started decorating homes for the holidays as a survival job between acting gigs. But business quickly took off, and these days he goes by the name Dr. Christmas.
Anybody who's requiring Christmas from A to Z, that's what I do.
Pranga and his team do it all, from stringing your rooftop lights to trimming your tree Art Deco style. Burn out a bulb between Thanksgiving and New Year's? A technician will pop in and fix it. Pranga likes to say he gives people their time back.
Everybody thinks that, you know, L.A. is a big, you know, lazy playground for the rich, and it's really not, because the majority of people here, it's a factory town. I mean, these people are working all the time.
Pranga says he's even saved a few new marriages in the process.
It's that first year of kind of letting go of your control issues and kind of making this a two-party deal rather than a one-party deal. I have to remind people that Christmas is, you know, supposed to be an enjoyable time of the year.
Decorating services aren't cheap. Many lights on your roofline with window trimmings and a wreath on your door will cost at least $1,500. Toss in green LED lighting and indoor styling for a mansion, and you could be paying the bill till tax season, says Deloitte Services retail expert Jackie Fernandez.
The amount someone can spend can go up to probably $20,000, $25,000, depending on how much you're going to do, how big your house is, how extravagant, do you want in and out, all of that.
Even so, more people across the country are hiring holiday help, especially in urban areas. But in L.A., it's more about status than it is in Ann Arbor, says Pranga.
Because in the Midwest, if you find a bargain, it's a good day. In L.A., if you don't pay a lot for it, it's not worth anything. But the overall message is still for everybody, yes.
More dual-income families means more time at work and less time for the details, retail expert Fernandez.
These services are going to keep growing because of the demand, which will drive prices down, and that, I believe this will therefore push it in more into the mainstream than keeping it as a luxury item.
Fernandez herself is spending $500 to decorate her roofline with icicle lights. That keeps her husband off a ladder and safely inside. In Los Angeles, I'm Lenora Chu for Marketplace.
You know, I didn't think I'd miss snow, but I got my taste of it watching that Cleveland-Buffalo game this past weekend. You can shoot us an email by visiting marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Thanks for joining us. Have a nice day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.